Hi everybody, I'm Alison and welcome to the first Huddersfield Bid podcast. This podcast is designed to supply you with some key information on Huddersfield Bid and an update during these current unprecedented times. Today I'm joined by Matthew Chapman, Huddersfield Bid Manager, and Sophie Patel, Bid Business and Project Administrator. So it's time to be Matthew. Can you kick things off for us by reminding us all of just what a bid is?
Hello Alison, I certainly can. A BID, which stands for a Business Improvement District, is a not-for-profit organisation voted for by businesses in a defined area to improve the area in which those businesses trade in. There are over 320 BIDs within the UK, all providing additional services on top of what the local authority, which has its Kirklees Council, and what the police already deliver. Those businesses within the area get the opportunity to design a five-year business plan to which they then vote for and commit to paying an annual levy to deliver the voted objectives.
So specifically, moving on to Huddersfield Bid then, what were the key objectives collected in the Huddersfield business plan?
Businesses in Huddersfield all voted for four key objectives, which are the promotion of a lively Huddersfield, creating an accessible Huddersfield, a safe and attractive place to be, and a great business, leisure and cultural offer.
So Sophie, as somebody that's going to be planning projects, what kind of initiatives are going to be included in promoting a lively Huddersfield?
We are pushing forwards with a destination website called Hello Huddersfield. With Huddersfield being part of the district of Kirklees, the message from businesses was that there is no central place to find and celebrate all the good things about Huddersfield. So within Hello Huddersfield, there will be event listings, good news stories, food and drink guides, influential blogs and much, much more. As well as this, we have new footfall increasing events, trails, music and campaigns such as Restaurant Week.
That all sounds good stuff. So Matthew, can you explain to me a bit more about the Creating an Accessible Huddersfield?
Yeah, absolutely. The Creating an Accessible Huddersfield is all about the experience someone has as they enter, park or move around the town. We've been working closely with Kirklees Council to find alternatives since the closure of the Market Hall car park, to which a new car park is imminent on the old sports centre site. We're looking to add to this by introducing quirky perks by the way to which people park to increase footfall and spend within Huddersfield.
And other areas we are looking to add additionality are improved signage, a new visitor guide, improved maps and a detailed wayfinding plan which indicates key details on how people move around the town. We will then use this with Kirklees Council to identify further strategic improvements.
So Matthew, I know that you've been operations manager at another BID, so I know this particular objective is close to your heart. Can you tell me a bit more about the safe and attractive objective?
Absolutely. This is where our biggest section of budget is directed. Starting with the safe element, this is mainly around extra teams on the street. During the day, we are intending to introduce a team of street ambassadors that will be on the face of it, a friendly and welcoming presence, offering directions and assistance to the general public. But underneath it, there are the extra eyes and ears on the street linked to the police, security teams and CCTV reporting and identifying issues as they happen. This daytime team will also perform regular visits to each one of our levy payers, supporting businesses in tackling issues which will affect them on a day-to-day basis. Moving on to the evening, we are continuing and stepping up the ante with a team of night marshals. This team on the streets on a weekend or key times such as freshers or during times when the World Cup or similar is on will again be a friendly, welcoming presence, offering directions, assistance to the general public and will be trained to deal with the more challenging issues in the nighttime economy can deliver. This team will be tackling antisocial behaviour, knife crime, drug crime and any other issues that doesn't promote Huddersfield as a safe place to have an evening out. Also in the safe element, we have relaunched the Town Centre radio scheme for no extra cost to our BID members. The radios are a key communication tool for all businesses and the organisations working in collaboration to make Huddersfield a safer place to be. Moving on to the attractive element, this is all about first impressions. In March, we delivered some intense street cleans, removing grime, chewing gum and graffiti. We intend to continue with this, but add to it with improvements such as greenery, creative lighting, window vinyls in vacant units, and a programme of street art throughout the BID area.
So, Sophie, the final objective is a great business, leisure and culture offer. So can you tell me a bit more about that?
So one of the messages we collected from businesses was there isn't enough on offer, whether that be as an employee during work hours or as somebody who works in Huddersfield on your lunch or after work. With this in mind, we are looking to add quirky different ways in which people can network whilst having some fun. We had planned a couple of events called Sing for Your Dinner and Also Social. Now, Sing for Your Dinner is a networking event in which we want workers of Huddersfield to come and practice singing and hopefully have someone teach them how to sing. And then on the 6th to 7th week, they will be performing the song that they've been learning, and this will continue. And Also Social, which is spelled with S-E-W, is where you can take something that, you know, needs fixing, so maybe your zip jeans or something, and you learn how to sew, basically. So just something to get you talking and socializing. But obviously these are now on hold, but they are the ideas we are keen to push forward when the time is right. There is also a gap in Huddersfield for sector forums such as retail and hospitality. We feel now more than ever it is the key to form these groups so that organisations can work together to move forwards with encouraging people back into Huddersfield. We feel Huddersfield can celebrate its culture. This year, it's the 125th anniversary of the sport of rugby league being born in Huddersfield. And we are working with the Rugby Football League to ensure that the celebration happens in Huddersfield.
Now, of course, you know, we are all working from home at the moment because of the current sort of situation, which is why we can hear Sophie's pet cockatiel in the background. And of course, you touched on there a few things that have been on hold at the moment because of the COVID-19 pandemic. How has this affected the bid, and what have you done to adapt?
So, yeah, we've both been working from home ever since this pandemic. And Huddersfield Bid continues to remain open. We are continuing with the vision we had, and we have naturally had to cancel or shelve certain events which we were planning to deliver in the short term. But this has given us a great opportunity to plan and make these potential projects even better.
So, Matthew, is there anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, Sophie mentioned we've both been working from home, learning new ways of communicating, such as Zoom and Skype. But we also had our street ambassador team planned to start with on the 30th of March, which, of course, we've had to delay. What we have been doing, though, is we've been communicating with the government, Kirklees Council and industry leaders on a daily basis on the support available to our levy payers and sharing through our social media, telephone conversations and monthly newsletters. We've introduced a Huddersfield Task Force group, which the first meeting we had today, which was made up of business leaders and influential people meeting fortnightly, all keen to work together to collate a number of short and long-term support mechanisms to help our businesses and communities through the challenges ahead. And this coming weekend, we are also introducing a twist to our usual footfall increasing campaigns with an initiative called the Huddersfield Big Night In, to which more information can be found on our website and social media channels.
Brilliant stuff. So to finish, I just want to ask Matthew, what's your message to the Huddersfield Bid levy payers at this moment in time?
We understand that for some of our BID members, now is an extremely challenging time. We're here to support and assist you in your organisation, to which you can openly contact the BID team with any query. We'll come through this, and the time will come when we can all breathe life back into Huddersfield. Bids around the country are and will be key partners to this revival, and Huddersfield Bid are working tirelessly to work in collaboration to succeed in this. We'll be providing business resilience support in the here and now, but also shaping the wider programme of events and initiatives that will drive footfall back into the heart of Huddersfield when the time is right.
Well, thanks ever so much, Matthew and Sophie. I can see, despite the current difficulties, there's going to be a lot to look forward to. And we will be back with another podcast very soon. Thanks ever so much.